Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone.
What's the question?
Real Raw Radio. Funny. What part of your body ages faster than the rest of you?
What part of my body ages faster than the rest of me?
Yep.
My face.
Ah, really close. Really close. Your whole head. It actually ages faster than the rest of you.
Why? It makes sense because, like, I'm getting wrinkles on my face, but I don't have it anywhere. The reason I said that is because I'm not showing. You know, from the head up, like wrinkled lines around my eyes, gray hair,
right,
stuff like that. Like, I don't have wrinkles on my hands or on my arms or on my legs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
So apparently, and I thought the answer was like hands or something, you know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you can see a woman or a guy who look, you can't tell how old they are, but if you look at their hands, sometimes you can tell their age. Just like by either spots or there's wrinkles or whatever. Like, there's certain things that stand out to people.
Madonna was that way.
Yeah.
Remember when
Madonna
turned, whatever age she turned, and there was a still shot of her hand. I'm like, her hand looks like the chick that was the old lady in Titanic that was telling the story of being
on
the boat.
It's been 84 years.
Yeah.
So apparently, because of Einstein, the closer you are to a gravitational field, so let's put it this way. Clocks at high elevations, like a clock on a mountain, run slightly faster than those at sea level. And so
by
like this much, like you can't even measure it yourself, but a clock at the top of a mountain will run slightly faster than a clock at sea level due to gravity. And it'll tick slightly, I think it's faster because there's less gravity to it or something. So what happens is in a human body, which obviously say you're 6 feet tall, your face will age a little quicker. Isn't that weird? Only because of the gravity difference, because your head, they say that your head is further away from the
gravitational
field.
Right.
And so.
So that age, so gravity makes you younger?
I don't know why.
So if you were in outer space, your whole body would wrinkle, your whole body would age at the same pace?
There's definitely a difference. I know astronauts, when they go into space for a certain amount of time, when they come back and they have twins. One on Earth, one was in space, and they noticed the difference.
The DNA?
There was something different about him. Yes, I don't know if it was faster or slower, but there's definitely a difference. And so your head apparently ages quicker than the whole rest of your body because it's this far above the ground. Isn't that weird? At all times, right? And so you wonder about the rest of your body. Well, that was kind of odd.
So
it's by billions of nanoseconds over time, your life.
And I'm not trying to make a joke here, Monica. Don't get mad at me. But Monica, if you look at Monica's face.
Hey.
Look how young she is.
Hold on. She doesn't look anywhere near her age.
Mm-hmm. Because she's closer to the ground.
Is that possible?
Is that where you're going with it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even begin to think of that.
So short people age, like their faces age less than taller people?
Because they're closer to the ground?
Is that possible?
That's what this says, according to Einstein's theory. That's what they're saying.
My wife is short. She looks young.
She does.
She does.
There you go.
Name a short person
there
who
you
looks
go.
Old. That's the problem. Let's go that way. Who is short that looks old? Can we do it?
Scotty the Leprechaun.
Yeah.
He's a friend of ours. But the problem is he just lost his wife. And B, so that definitely, that kind of stress ages you. And B, he's a midget.
But also, Scotty.
So he's got other chromosomal
issues. Right, but I can't place an age on him. Like, I'm not saying he looks 18. I'm saying I don't know if he's 40 or 70.
I know.
It's hard to tell.
I know he's 60 only because he went to high school with my cousin.
See? So you have a reference.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. So they're saying over 79-year life, for example, it'll only be 90 billionths of a second difference. But And we can't notice it, but there's definitely an aging difference. Isn't that weird?
Monica.
So, I mean, there's no, and there's, you know, Monica isn't because.
She's going to live forever.
If you crouch down, you'll never die.
Right.
But it ain't like you're super tall or anything, right?
Well, no.
Are tall people going to look older?
Yeah, that's a theory.
Well, that's what
he's
saying.
The head's aging, yeah.
Then why is your head aging?
We can't tell. I mean, honestly, that's what they're saying. I mean, you know, we can't tell, but there's no question that your head ages, and it's all gravity. It's all
theory. Do you think they're just
relativity.
Coming up with, let's make up something and see if these schmucks will talk about it?
Yeah, MSN was thinking, Roger, JP will probably talk about this.
Not us. I'm talking about people in general.
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense that your body would age a certain way, and the whole space thing and all of that. So, in a very small way. That's how it works. That was kind of odd. I never would have guessed your head ages. I don't even think of that. Your
Give
face,
that
your skin.
I feel like we all look younger. I feel like Roger, even how old are you? Like, you're 50-something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. I don't think any of us look old.
I do.
I don't know.
Well, I have a head full of gray hair.
You don't
hair.
Look old.
No.
I look my age.
Okay.
At least.
What if it's so? What if, I mean, is that the worst
old.
Thing? You
yeah.
don't look old. Like, looking your age is normal. Looking younger and looking, you don't look old. So you look your age or younger. It's one of the other.
That's the goal. Like, my whole goal is, I don't care if you tell me I'm a year younger than what I am. If you guess my age and it's the actual age, that's when I'm going to just
Who's
cry.
Looking See? At you and saying 63? Okay, who's looking at you? Who's looking at you and saying 48?
Right.
No one's looking at you and saying 48.
Monica, when we first started working together, right? Mm-hmm. Before we found out your age, I thought you were 28.
Yeah.
Truth.
I swear to God,
yeah.
26, 28 was my guess.
I'll take it.
That's I swear.
Thing. That's why it's the fear. If the second I start
until
looking.
Until that bitch outed you.
I mean, in the most evil way possible.
I like her a lot.
What was
shifty.
Her name again?
Her name is Kayla, and I do like
Kayla.
Her, but that was shifty AF, and you know it.
Yeah.
That was some girl.
And we were new there, so we didn't know what was going on there.
I just remember being in the studio, and when she said that, your face.
No, because I wasn't in the room. She didn't have. I was in
right.
the room. I left the room, and she
right.
told for no reason, by the
right,
way. Did you guys
right,
say,
right, right, right.
How old is Monica? No. She volunteered
right.
it.
For right, a reason. That's what happened. Right, right,
and
right.
And I come
right,
back
right.
in the room, and you guys are like, "What?" I'm like,
right. "And you were so mad
because that's wrong."
Right, and there's certain things that give people away as to their age, and you don't seem to have those things. You don't seem
I just
to.
Said biatch.
Obs.
Obs.
She doesn't have those things that make you look old. Your hair's not graying. Your eyes, your skin isn't wrinkling. You
have
don't
we
have
factored
like...
kids into this? I don't have kids to drive me nuts.
True.
So that
or
might
to...
be a thing.
Right. Yeah, but you've had...
Change your body or whatever.
You've had a fair amount of financial stress.
Yes. Oh, well, the post-divorce life has been very stressful. And to be honest with you, if you take a picture of me pre-divorce, and post-divorce, I know it has done its damage.
Yeah, so you see the differences, but we don't know. You know, most people don't know that.
Yeah.
And if you look at
Has it done its damage, or is it just 10 years later?
It's not 10 years. It's been 2012. What is today? 2019.
Right, so you got 7 years. So it's just a natural aging of 7 years, whatever that is.
Right.
You're right.
That's true. And it doesn't get any... I'm not, 25 to 35. You know what I mean? I'm older than that, so...
You're 48.
Steve.
So
you make it sound like we haven't been. I haven't said it three times already.
Steve is on line two. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Hey guys, great show as always, and hey, girls. Hey, I was thinking about the height thing. I'm thinking too. You got less wind shear. In a bar, you're not breathing in smoke at that height, so it makes sense.
Wind shear. So Monica doesn't have the wear and tear that we have of the wind just wearing down and roughening up our skin and giving us wrinkles.
What's happening down here? What am I getting if there's no wind? Where does
you
the
wind
stop?
You don't get
wind shear, he says. I guess not.
And secondhand smoke. I mean, she's definitely avoiding that, you figure. Smoke goes up.
That's true. It does go up.
Right? Steve's a thinking man's man.
Science.
Bear is on line six. Hey, Bear, what's going on?
Hey, guys. There is a lot of validity to what you're saying about, the further away you are from the Earth's gravity, the slower the time moves.
It
that
does.
Is true. But, me, I'm 6'7", 245. So what do I got to look forward to? A decent body and a head that looks like a grape?
Yep. More like a raisin.
A raisin? Yeah. So, but
Bear, how old are you now?
I am 54.
54.
So here's the thing.
So you should have young-looking feet and a wrinkly face.
If the further you are from the gravitational pull makes a minute longer or an hour longer, what is a day? Like, what does 24 hours feel like when you're in space? That's got to be a nightmare.
Right, but you can't feel the difference. You can't, it's so insignificant. Like, they prove this. That if you're on the top of the Empire State Building, your watch will move slower or faster or slower than if you were on the ground floor.
Right. Right.
And they've proven that before.
Right. So, that's what I was saying before about a clock on a mountain. Same idea. Yep.
Right.
Wow.
So, I mean, there is some basis to this. But
yeah, but it's not like it's a minute or something. It's very small.
No,
very
small.
So you need the Earth's gravity. I'm about
our
to sound. There's a very good
gravity.
Chance. There's a very good chance I'm about to sound like a complete moron.
Go for it.
It won't be the first time.
Well,
hey, yo.
A watch will still work in outer space.
Right.
Correct? It will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it'll be off. By the time you get back, the time will be off.
Right.
But it'll still work because it's battery operated or it's wound operated, and it's that's how it's built to work.
Right.
Hey, Bear, it's 6'7".
Sorry to disappoint you all.
What's the biggest inconvenience for a guy who's 6'7"? Like, what's the worst part of being that tall?
Finding pants off the rack.
Oh, yeah.
Finding pants.
You can go to a store and you can find 54 waist, but you cannot find a 36 length.
Yeah. So what do you... Because, like, short people, I can cut mine off. You can't add to it. You know what I mean? You're screwed.
Monica, no offense. You can go to the kids' section.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Whereas I don't even know what you would do with that.
I have to go to a big and tall store, and they charge double the price for clothes.
Ah.
So you're even big and tall in a big and tall store?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a pair of Levi's is like $65 for me.
For Levi's.
I think they just...
So,
go on Amazon.
Well, yeah, that's what I do. I go to Amazon or I go to Walmart or whatever. I buy off online. So, but, you know, to go to a store and try to find something.
Yeah.
Nothing. So,
right. Cool, man.
Anyway, great show, guys.
Thanks, man.
Take care, man.
6'7" Bear.
That's I actually, where were we? It was sometime over the holiday. It's all a blur. But I met a 6'7" guy. Oh, I know. It was on New Year's Eve. And he was 6'7", and he worked at one of the bars. And, I mean... That's really tall. Like, how do you live your every day of your life?
Like, you're really short.
Afraid,
how do you live yours?
I'd be afraid to. Well, no, but I mean, I'd be afraid to fall. Like, if you fall, you're screwed. You know what I mean? It's so far.
Such a long way
down. All the way down there.
Oh, no, Bear, don't fall. Oh, God.
And there's cans. There's always cans.
Imagine the head speed he gets as he's falling. By the time his coconut gets to the floor.
Georgina on line two. What's going on?
Oh, they remind me of the raisin guy. Hi, love your show, guys.
Hi, Georgina. Thank you.
Colin is a short person, not very short, but being tall has a lot of advantages. You don't have to use the ladder as much, and you know, you can see things that other people shorter than you cannot.
Right.
Like it.
Right.
Parties and parades and things like that. I would think the only problem would be getting through doors.
Yeah.
You just got to duck.
Yep. And he told you, he just said, the worst part is trying to buy pants that fit him.
I'm dying.
That's his biggest problem.
I'm dying to go food shopping with Monica.
Oh, you don't want to see the climbing that
I absolutely want to see the
so
climb.
So much fun.
Not only do I want to, you'd be proud of me, though.
Because so good. You could reach everything.
Because I want to see it, I want to videotape it, and I want to put it on social media like you want me to.
I would do that for you. Georgina, are you short enough where you have to climb the shelves at the grocery store because you can't reach?
Yes, I do.
Thank
and
you.
It sucks.
It does.
I had to use boxes that are on the shelves and stand on them. You know,
Georgina, how tall are you?
Salesperson. I am 5'3".
Oh, you're a towering giant.
Man, I aspire to that. That's a dream.
Compared to Monica.
Yeah.
She couldn't hit 5'3" on a trampoline.
Well, I feel for her. You know, that's why we have to wear tall shoes and use little step stools and
maybe
to be shorter.
Maybe you could grocery shop together. Monica, go on your shoulders. You
I
wear a trench coat.
Love
you
it.
Reach everything.
And we could, yeah, she can get on my shoulders and we'll do it.
You'd be 9 feet tall.
I am only 69. You were talking about age before, but you know, I'm 69 and. You are as old as you feel, and if you want to feel old, you'll be old, and if you want to be young,
what
69 news.
What age are you again?
69.
That's 69 news.
Thank you, Georgia.
All right, I got that.
I can't get, put one past 5'3", Georgina.
No, you can't. Thank you, Georgina.
I want to get on Georgina's shoulders, like she said, and then wrap a big, like, trench coat over us.
You know, yeah, and, like, that'd be great.
And just go shopping like that. Let's do it, Georgina.
She could wear those clip-clop things, the pails you stand on, and you guys would be so tall. You'd see everything.
We're talking about the supermarket. Monty, you posted something. Did Publix come up with some new sandwich or some new chicken thing or whatever? You were freaking out.
Dude.
What is it?
I mean, Publix is just the way to go. No.
Sriracha hoisin or something? Chicken? I saw it.
Is that? Like, that right.
Yeah. And it looks like it's just for a temporary only time. Like, it's not. It's Publix is a new rotisserie. It's a rotisserie chicken. The sriracha, how do you say it? Hoisin or whatever? Man. That's for limited time only, and Monica's
going to be eating chicken. Did you have it yet? You're freaking out. Did you eat it already?
No, the game was last night, so I had priorities. But tonight, that might have to be the plan.
You should be a TV spokesperson for Publix. I swear to God, you are so. You should be on TV doing. And here's the specials for the week, and how much you love Publix. Man, you would be so good at it. You love that stuff.
They do no wrong. They do all the good stuff. And then they do more good stuff like this.
And now they come out with this chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little slow in the deli counter, though. I'm going to be honest.
First of all,
they take their time.
Cannot agree with you more, and it's very frustrating. But two, it's because they're really doing their job back there.
Right?
Yeah, they're making it happen, and they do offer you that free slice of it. They don't do that up there in your little New York.
Yes,
deli.
They do.
Do they?
Yes, they do. You ask them to slice it thin. Is this good enough? They'll hand it to you. You'll eat
it. They do.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting away with something when they hand me the meat. I'm like,
it's great.
Thank you.
Then while they're doing that, I go steal a handful of grapes.
No.
Because you can't have prosciutto without a little sweet. Oh, my God.
Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. In an hour or less, the top 10 list. For you guys, guess what's on the top 10. Try to win the bounty prize. 2 o'clock, Drew Garabo Live. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.